This is at the Liberal Gladiator. We're just going to go right into the show. In my studio now, I have Lori Lynn Spencer, pain mitigation specialist using cold therapy. And Lori's been a frequent guest of mine, and I'm happy to have her as a frequent guest. All right, so Lori, as you speak into the microphone, how are things coming along?
Things are outstanding, Ed, and I am so happy to be back at KDunk. Thank you so much for having me. It's always an adventure.
Yes, it is. Life can be just exactly that.
Absolutely.
So how have you been in the last couple of weeks?
I've been outstanding. Putting together my new brand and, you know, segueing toward transferring my knowledge to empower others to heal themselves. So I'm excited.
Okay, so you're transferring that knowledge to others, and they're getting empowered. Now, how exactly are we doing? What kind of modality are we using? I know you're trying to freeze out some of these painful issues that some people may be having, but let's, I have to have a little play on words. Lori uses cold therapy to mitigate pain, so she's going to go ahead and explain that.
We've discussed this cold therapy so many times.
I know
it's
we have.
It's just, you know, icing, really just 10 minutes, three times a day instead of the protocol of 20 minutes, 15 minutes. What I found is that really doesn't inflect the inflammatory chemicals.
Okay.
So that's my approach with the cold. And I discovered a new brilliant anti-inflammatory. I've gotten rid of my bromelain approach and I started using
it. Really?
Yeah.
Holy cow, that's a big change.
Huge change. I've been using high levels of bromelain for, goodness, 13 years.
Now, just briefly explain what bromelain is.
Bromelain is the top of the pineapple plant, and it's a pretty brilliant anti-inflammatory when used in high levels to, you know, assist the body to get rid of the systemic inflammation.
Okay.
But because, you know, well, it's pineapple, it wasn't acting as immediately as what I've been noting in this Alpha Flex product.
Okay. Now explain what the Alpha Flex has in it that is different from the probably a straight type of a bromelain.
Well, it's not really similar to bromelain in the respect that it's an omega. So it's an omega 5E. It's a new suite of anti-inflammatories. And the base of the product comes from South Africa. It's nutmeg.
Oh, okay. It comes from nutmeg?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a very, like, vegans could not take this. Remember, you didn't want to do it.
Yes, I do recall this.
Slight animal component to it. But the brilliance of this product, you know, it's what I often share with people is I understand being vegan and the, you know, everything that's attached to that. However, when you're experiencing any type of symptoms, sometimes you have to put some of your things aside just so that you could heal. It's okay. The way that I feel. I mean, it's, I'm not kidding at it. It's, I have a guy who is a musician in the Valley. I literally only worked on him once. He gigs and schleps like all the time and was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. So I had suggested that he try the Alpha Flex. Not even a month later, he calls me back and he's like, Spence, I know you're not going to want to hear this, he said, but holy cow, I am running again and I feel better than I felt when I started or when I was diagnosed with the RA. And this is someone that plays almost every day.
Okay.
So the brilliance of this product really lies in there's supplements and there's also a topical component. So it's brilliant in the regards of if you say, for example, in his case, he gets his flare-ups in his wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense because, you know, as a guitar being his primary instrument of choice, his wrist is in constant flexion, which translates to trauma, i.e. inflammation, because the body feels that it's under attack, right? Inflammation is good. It's a healing element, as you know.
Up to a point.
Up then to it a becomes point. But then
a potentially very serious issue.
Yes.
Triggering what you're probably getting to, RA being a rheumatoid arthritis, being a an autoimmune disorder or related to autoimmune disorders, of which there are probably more than what we are aware of.
Yes. And the thing is, though, I've helped a lot of people that have rheumatoid arthritis. So if it really is, you know, autoimmune related, my jury is still kind of out on that, because if that were indeed true, then how could I affect it? You know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing with him. It's not to say that there wouldn't be any deterioration to the bone or anything like that, but what if you can actually have the capability to offset and place things into remission by our behaviors? It's pretty brilliant. So the thing is what if our behaviors could actually place these, you know, diseases into remission, to where perhaps they lay dormant in the body? And in his case, I mean, he's like advocating the Alpha Flex beyond. But yeah, it's a product that I have been blown away. Everyone that I've shared it with, you know, I have everyone that I treat in Chicago on it, anyone that I care about on it, myself on it. I don't advocate anything until I've trialed it extensively. I don't really have any pain. Although, yeah, for the last week, because I've been doing so much computer work.
Oh, wait a minute. I can be a pain in the you-know-what to you.
Well, there's that, too. You know, showing up 30 seconds before, you know, we go on air. That's a little stressful.
Oh, stress is good, though.
Sure. You stress is good. Distress, not so good.
Well, sometimes it makes the wheels go round.
Uh-huh. It does. So really, what I'm really doing is I'm rolling out a new brand. I'm rolling out my, I was gifted the domain name of LoriLynnSpencer.com because I never probably would have branded my own name. Oh, why I would never consider that, I don't know. But
an eponymous website, huh?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Website coming. Yeah. A very pompous website. No. Really what I'm transitioning to is consulting and not doing so much of the hands-on. And if I do the hands-on, there will also be a teaching element to that, so that everyone can manage their own things.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that.
Now, so are you, now I do want to ask you, have you ever tried to see if there would be a synergistic effect between the therapies you were using before and this Alpha Flex?
What do you mean a synergistic?
Well, in
I'm
other words,
unclear on what you're asking.
Well, whether the bromelain with the Alpha Flex, whether those two things combined would enhance the therapy beyond the cumulative effect, if you will. In other words, if one gives
I have not intertwined the two. And it's just really because I've been working with these leftover inflammatory chemicals, mediators, for, you know, really 13 years. I've been practicing over 14 and really started developing all of this a year into the tenure of my profession. So I know the way the chemicals behave, and what I'm noting with the Alpha Flex is that, and granted, my trial hasn't been as significant as what I did on the bromelain, but the Alpha Flex, I'm getting a quicker result.
Okay.
And the people are actually, when I'm consulting, because I'll just, you know, my people in Chicago, if I'm not going to be in Chicago, I'll say, listen, let's just run with this. And they call back and they're just blown away. The other brilliant thing about this is because of the unique enteric coating that it has, it's processed in the small intestine. So it's immediately acting.
Okay, so some of the listening audience may not be familiar with the reasoning behind an enteric coating or even what that means. So would you like to explain what that is to the audience? I do understand what and why, but some people may not.
True, and I appreciate you for pointing that out.
Well, you needed me to point things out.
Of course.
I'm here for you.
That's why you're here. The really all enteric coating is it's a coating on top of the whatever the synergy or the synergistic element of the product is to protect it from breaking down so much and being flushed out through the liver. It's an easy way to explain it.
Okay.
And keep
it simple. In other words, someone using this product would not want to crush it up thinking that it'll go into their system faster because
right.
what would happen
it's
is it would actually
down.
Be broken down and
yeah.
actually deliver nothing.
Correct.
Or maybe even some negative metabolites.
Yeah, I'm not so certain.
Well, I mean, I don't know that either, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know enough on the physics of, the nutraceuticals really to address that. And I don't even aspire to.
I hope I was thinking we're going to dive deep into some biochemistry and and maybe some biophysics while we're at it.
And put everyone to sleep.
Absolutely.
Nice. I should have known.
We're thinking of you out there. If you've had a stressful day, you tune in. We just calm you down.
That's right. They get calm for me, Ed. You? I'm not so certain.
Well, probably not. So, all right. So, how else are you trying to get yourself branded with this? And what direction do you see yourself going in and say the next year with this? And are we going to be going forward here locally?
I'm going to start doing workshops throughout the country. And there's so many things that I have housed in my little experience with cancer and just various other pathologies that it's just really time I feel to share. And so, there will be some local, but I'm thinking probably more starting in Denver. And Chicago, of course, will be on. Someone provided sage advice for me quite some time ago. He basically said what you should do is focus on two markets. So I'm just trying to really decide which two markets I really want to intently focus upon.
Okay. And the other thing I wanted to ask you was, I don't know how this slipped in my mind, but sometimes my mind is like a sieve trying to hold water, but we'll just have to get over that and get around it. But is this better for joint pain or muscular pain or connective tissue pain?
The AlphaFlex?
Yes.
Or my whole program in general?
Well, we would be addressing your whole program in general, but you can go into the constituent components if you'd like.
The AlphaFlex really is just it's a brilliant anti-inflammatory. It's a really... omegas, everyone really should be on an anti-inflammatory because the more science delves into the role that inflammation plays in systemic symptomology or disease, there's no discounting, the importance of having your body really with as little inflammation as is possible. So I imagine it would address, joint, muscle, all of it.
Okay. So it's a general anti-inflammatory situation, and there's no preferential tissue areas or structures in the body that would affect. Now, how about people that might be getting oddball things like, I feel a migraine, and you may not actually be able to pick up something like that on an MRI. But nevertheless, they feel what they feel. It's a central nervous system issue of some kind. Something's happening. They're aware of it, even if you can't see it through a clear observation.
That's the bulk of my population.
Oh, okay.
Truly, they come back. I mean, I have people that were ending up in the emergency room every 3 days. And to, you know, address what you had raised with migraines, I had a case when I worked with Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago in their integrative medicine department, where there was a young girl. She was 34. And she was rear-ended by a PACE bus. So she was, you know, with the neuro docs and all these people, and they're trying to figure out, you know, why she's plagued with these migraines. And it was through her grace that I actually, I've been really blessed, because a lot of the people that I've worked on when I was developing and figuring out all of this, I was working, almost every place I was working was viewed as a contraindication. I wasn't supposed to be there. So what I would do is I would stay in contact, you know, in close communication. And in this particular case, so she's, you know, 34 years old. She's plagued with these chronic migraines. No one can figure it out. I found at the first vertebrae, C1, where the atlas actually meets the vertebrae, right?
Mm-hmm.
She had what kind of felt like a nodule that was kind of in the, I can't remember the back of the spine, with the anatomical, kind of like where the foramen come out, and it was mm-hmm. on that spine, but it was right where the atlas met the
I think
first
it was the spondyles.
Vertebrae. Yeah, I don't remember, and it doesn't really matter. But anyway,
it's a part of your body, people.
It's a part of your body. What had happened was I had said to her, I said, you know, this formation has been here for 7 months. And with your approval, and if we stay in close communication, I'd like to try and break it down. And she said, absolutely. So I was like, all right. Start working on it. When I had felt that the textural element was 7 months old, she says, oh my gosh, Lori. I said, what? She said, you know, I forgot. I got up in the middle of the night to feed the baby, and something happened, and I fell back, and that's exactly where I hit my head. She didn't have a migraine subsequent to breaking down the leftover inflammation in that position of her vertebrae. So, and I've done a lot of subsequent work with migraines, clusters, all kinds of things.
Some people refer to those clusters as cluster fletches.
Nice. Yeah.
So when you have a patient like that, would you say that she's representative of your patient demographics, if you will?
Yeah, with people that have experienced headaches, yes. And it really depends. There's so many factors that feed in to various syndromes or, you know, occurrences within the body. But there are a lot of similarities. And I know I've shared them before on the other two shows that I was on. You know, what I found is it's always over 90% of the population is severely dehydrated because they base their water intake on the 64-ounce heuristic. It's nowhere near enough water. Icing and icing properly. Everyone over the age of 21 really should consider icing daily, especially, okay, you know, when you're active, because inflammatory chemicals are going to be produced in exercise and anything. And it's really just a preventative. You know, we've entered into this model or this state of reactive medicine. And what I imagine and really envision is just returning to preventative medicine.